Anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Jones.
Hey, my beauty beauties, listen. So I know that the twin flame journey has been shifted a little bit. Like, there's a lot of people in the journey now who've been in it for a while, who are truly awakened, who feel like, fuck this shit, fuck this dumb shit. I will not be associating myself with an individual who is of low level vibration. Now, the wonderful thing, the reason that my new hashtag is Twin Flames Forever is because I'm on the twin flame journey, but my twin flame scenario is the spiritual walk. It's truly the spiritual walk. I have disconnected from the physical connection of the twin flame, okay? I truly feel that. Like I've said, when I first started this twin flame journey debunking my own personal story, I said that it's not about the other person. That other person, you may or may not end up with a twin flame, okay? But you can have your divine masculine or your divine feminine, okay? I don't necessarily think that the twin flame is divine. I don't. I feel like they are, it's like, okay, so the whole twin thing, right? It's like the source, God, whatever you want to call it. I call it the source, the universe. The source split its consciousness, okay? I remember being in church in Sunday school, and they were teaching us about the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost in Christianity, how it's explained, how you can understand it better, how you can, you know, really tap in, right? And because a lot of people want to make the source separate from themselves. They want to make the source something that is that sits disconnected from them. Okay. But the source is you. The source is you, but it's a version of you, if you will, okay? The best way I can explain it is likened to an apple. Now, the apple, you have the core, you have the peel, right? The skin, you have the meat, the little white fleshy part, and then you have the core, the stem, right? But it's all one apple. You get that? So when you try to split the conscious understanding of the source and what the source is, right, you see that there is no splitting it. There is no separation. It is the source, okay? And when God decided to have a physical experience, okay, when the source decided to have a physical experience, to know thyself in all ways of knowing, okay, the source could not fully know itself separate from understanding emotions, okay. Now, the way that it came to me, the way I understand it is, it's almost as if in the beginning, we were presented with an opportunity of expansion on all levels. So you ask yourself, you know, do I, you know, want to remain in this position? I look at it like,
what we're here to do, right? Like, I look at it like we've been charged with things that we're here to do that not even like here in the 3D, but just our existence, okay? Because we're souls, we're spirits, and we're on this earth having a physical experience, okay? So the way I look at it is like, okay, we decided, all right, yeah, I want to ascend, like, okay, think of it like heavenly beings having, and it's 222, check it out, think of it like heavenly beings having an experience, a conversation, like, well, I don't want to just be a guard at the front gate anymore. I want to go in administration, right, just for argument's sake. And the deities are like, well, you know, the only way to go to administration or to get a new position, you got to go through, you know, the mortal experience, right? So to become a guide, to become a spiritual guru, to become to evolve so that your next existence is one of teaching and nurturing and the, you know, level, right? So you have to go through these, let's just say, you know, for argument's sake, you have to go through this process of expanding and learning and getting to the next level, right? So look at it like if you were on a job and you wanted a promotion in a different department that you don't normally work in, or you may not have, like, you may not have the credentials for that position, right? So basically, what do you have to do? You have to go and get the credentials. You have to either take some courses, or you gotta, you know, do whatever you gotta do. Okay, take some training. You know what I'm saying? Get another degree, whatever. But whatever it is that you have to do, like, so, okay, so case in point, for example's sake, for this little analogy that I'm doing, all right, let's just say XYZ spirit, you, me, says, you know, yeah, I'm ready to get out of administration, and I'm ready to go up into the executive offices now. I saw a position for a light worker, a guru, whatever it is, a shaman, whatever, right, in the heavenly existence, right? And so you go to source and you're like, you know, I'm going to apply for this new position, right? And God says, okay, well, no, not God, but, you know, it's like, okay, administrator there, let's say the archangel, one of the angels or whoever's in charge right there, like, all right, well, you know, before you have the interview with God, you know, we got to check, it's 222 right now, got to check, oh, I got two, yay, so, let's take a picture. So, they say, all right, yeah, so before you're interviewed with God, we have to check your background and check everything and make sure you have the qualifications. They do all your little checkups and find out that while you do possess some of the qualifications, you did not go through the mortal walk. You haven't gone through the experience of knowing, of always of knowing a thing, okay, learning that, right, seeing it from every angle, every perspective, everything. And Jesus, aka Yeshua, aka Jesus, did the mortal walk, right, so that he could become an ascended master. So you want to be an ascended master, you got to do the same shit. You got to come to earth, you got to go through this fucking turmoil, you got to do all the same shit. And he came here and he did it first to kind of give us a guide on, okay, well, this is what you got to do if you want to become an ascended master, you know, when you're done with this mortal walk. So coming through the mortal walk, right, and we're having this human experience, and they say, oh my, so you've split your consciousness, okay, so now you're going through all the stages, and now they're about to dispatch you to earth in human form, right, through the placentia, okay, so you're about to be dispatched, you're on your way, but what has to happen is the right before you're dispatched, your consciousness is split, okay? Because you are already a spirit. You're already a spirit. You're a spirit that became human, okay? So you're already a spirit. So in order to, you can't, okay, so back to the apple analogy. The apple still remains an apple even if you slice it open, if you slice it in half, if you peel off the skin, if you peel the meat from the core, they're all separate parts. But if you look closely, they're still connected. They're still connected to each other. They're still a piece, a part of the skin in the core, a part of the skin in the meat, a part of the core in the skin, all of it. It's all interconnected. Okay, you cannot separate it. It does not separate. So your consciousness has to be split, because even though you're coming to Earth and you're doing this mortal walk and you're becoming a human and you're wrapped in human flesh, you still are a spiritual being in the other dimension, in the other time continuum, if you will. Okay? So it's like, you are conscious in the spirit world where you are originating. Maybe you're in homeostasis, or you're just like in hermit mode, you know, and you're in those, you know, have you seen those Space Odyssey movies and the people are, they're frozen. They're just in suspension or whatever. And then they, come to life once the timer goes off or whatever. Right. And they wake up and then they're, getting themselves together and, going through all the stuff to reacclimate to being awake, if you will. Okay. So if you look at the twin flame journey like that, you really won't get caught up on thinking that this is all about another person. You won't, because it isn't. As human beings, we have to have interconnections with other people. As a human being, in order for your growth to start, okay? Because when you get here, you're oblivious to what the hell you doing here. You a baby. And while you're still at, when you look at babies, like total, like from newborn all the way up to 6 months, 6 or 10 months, when they start to really realize what's going on, that they are no longer in spirit form, but in flesh form. When the baby realizes that, because the baby has a consciousness and the baby does realize, hey, something else is afoot here, right? Like, I'm not floating around in the stratosphere or whatever it is, okay? However the baby realizes that something has changed, because the baby knows. When you're the baby, you are still very, very, very connected to your true self. I'll put it like that. Okay. Your spirit man. You're still very connected to your spirit man when you're the baby. Okay. So that's why we are encouraged to have that childlike. That's why in the Bible it tells you that Only children will enter the kingdom of heaven. You know what I'm saying? You have to have the fortitude. You have to have the fortitude and the desire. You have to have the fortitude and the desire to become your true self. Okay. So it's almost like, okay, so your consciousness has been split, okay? And it was split in a masculine and feminine energy. It was split, okay? So you forgot. You're not aware. You don't know who your twin flame counterpart is. You don't know. And you're thinking, oh. In my opinion, I truly believe that you won't be with your twin flame. I do. I believe it. I don't think you will. I don't think that the person that you end up with, if you truly are on this journey, is the twin flame. It's yourself. It's almost like being with yourself. So if you're going, if you're truly on this twin flame journey, then you know and you realize that it's just you, okay? It's you. But the truth is, we get confused. We get confused and we get caught up in the connection with another person. But if that is truly your twin flame, okay, you probably won't be with them. You probably won't. Because you came here to experience a human existence, a mortal walk. You came here to understand what it means to go through this mortal existence, to live like a man, a woman, to live as if I don't know why. Every time I put my contacts on, I can't talk. I have to be quiet. But it's almost as if you're like saying to yourself, like, why would I be with myself? You know, it's almost like you're in this mortal walk, right? You're in this thing, but here comes the other part of you. Right, and you're resisting it. I think I got something on my contact. You're resisting it because you don't want to. It's almost as if you don't want to experience what we got going on. In the spirit world, it's almost like you resist your twin flame because it's you, it's your spirit split, your consciousness split, okay? And so, you know, the love that they give you or you experience with them, the, I don't know, it just feels as though we are really, you know, missing the point with this whole twin flame journey. It's like we're missing it. It's like, dude, a lot of people are caught up in, oh, I love this person. I love this person. They're my twin flame. You know, I will never love anybody like I love them. I can't get them off my mind. Why do I dream about them? Why do I feel them? Why do I see? Honey, okay? But look at it, look at it. The reason that that person is so everything to you is because without, it's you, okay? Forget about the human part, forget about the flesh, forget about that part for one second. Forget about the fact that she has long legs and curly hair, or she's so cute, or he has broad shoulders and thick thighs and muscles.
Forget about all that shit. Forget about all that for a second. Forget about that. And just think about the spirit. Now, a lot of us feel as though
the reason I say that is because I'm like, look, your twin flame is usually the one that breaks your heart. Oh my God, they break your heart. They break it. They shatter it. They destroy it. They destroy it. They usually, your twin flame is that person that loves you so deeply that, now, I mean, when I really look at it, when I really think about it in the terms of what I'm talking about right now, I could say that my first boyfriend was my twin flame. I could say that. You know, and then everybody since then has been soulmates. I could say that. And it could probably be accurate. But what I've discovered that the twin flame scenario is something that, I mean, it's a beautiful thing, but it has nothing to do with that other person that catapulted you into it. It ain't got nothing to do with it. Nope. Nothing at all. And I know we want it to have everything to do with that person, but it has nothing to do with that person. And the reason that we go through so much hell, okay? The reason we go through so much hell.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
Thanks for tuning in to The One Talk Show. With that, you go, girl. Juanita Nelson Jones.
Welcome back, my beauty beauties. Okay, so basically, so what has to happen with the whole twin flame connection is you have to realize that you decided to come to Earth and have a physical experience. Now let's just get this straight, okay? Some people I know, they're like, well, shit, I didn't sign up for this. And nah, I don't want to. Yes, you did. You signed up for it because at the time you thought that, you know what? I could do this. You know, this is nothing. I can handle this. I can, you know, and you thought you could. So you decided to leave the safety and security of your home in heaven, in the heavens. You decided that you wanted to do more for mankind, humankind. And you decided that you wanted to be a guide, a spiritual guide. You decided that. You wanted your essence to be blessed with remembrance. You wanted to do something big. You wanted to do something dynamic. You wanted to really make a difference. You wanted to help. So, the source heard that. The vibration went out that you wanted to help. And you were offered an opportunity to do so. Now, the reason that your twin flame repels you, the reason that your twin flame gives you the most love and the most hate is because it is your yin and yang. It is you. It is you split in consciousness. It is your good, your bad, your ugly. When you come across your twin and they do things that you don't like, right? Or they do things that upset you or push you into a place of whatever. When they do things, push you in a place of anger or despair, that is yourself teaching, getting you ready, preparing, you know, just getting rid of all the bullshit. All the bullshit that was putting you in a position where you can help. You could truly help. So, when you find yourself feeling like, dang it, when you're beating yourself up over the head, beating yourself up about accepting, like, let's say your twin flame is ignoring you or ghosting you or have treated you despondently, treated you as if you don't mean anything to them, but then they all talking love, talking, trying to make you think that, you know, you're desirable, but then they gas you up, they ghost you, they treat you bad. These are the things that are pulling the personality part out, okay? It's pulling out all that gunk and all that shit that don't even matter on this spiritual journey. It doesn't matter that your divine masculine hasn't called you back. It don't matter that your divine feminine is going on living her best life with somebody else. That shit doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All it was supposed to do was get you to a place of where, because haven't you ever wondered, like, why the hell am I so jealous for this one person? Why am I so, like, attached to this one person? Why does this person pull all this emotion out of me that I have, that I buried, that I, And it's usually your twin flame. Haven't you noticed your twin flame comes to your life usually like later on in life? Later on in life, your twin flame comes because it's a process, people. It's a process. You came here to experience this mortal walk. You went through all the shit that the as a human, as a grounded energy goes through. And you had to experience it in real time. When you experienced it, you had loss, you had pain, you had suffering, you had ups, downs, highs, lows, ins, out. You had it all. The pendulum swang, okay? All of it. You had life experiences. Now, with those life experiences, you've accumulated data. You've accumulated data. So now it's time for you to process the data. You take the data and you start to process it. And it doesn't make sense to you. And you're looking at a life, well, you're like, well, I don't know. Something's still missing. Something is still missing. You might have had, and you've had, believe me, people who are on this twin flame journey have had a lot of experiences. Okay. I used to say, damn, I feel like I've lived several lives already. And I was in my 20s. Okay. Feels like I had lived full lives, you know. Wasn't tired. I just felt like, okay, what's next? Because I'm still young as fuck. So what am I about to do now? What kind of life am I about to have now? And it's so funny to me because I'm there. I'm here again. Now I'm here again. And I'm closer to 50 now, but I'm here again. I'm like, okay, cool. Did that. Now what? Now what is my life about to look like? You know what I'm saying? Now what am I about to be experiencing? And I feel like now I'm about to step onto that other level of extreme wealth and influence. So, you know, so here we go. And the twin flame scenario, you know, it had to be. It had to be. It had to be. It's just, to me, it's just terminology because they don't know what to call it. They don't know what to call it. And then when you pull in that terminology, it changes the meaning of a thing. Because when you say twin flame, people automatically assume that, okay, this is my other me. I'm supposed to be with this person. This is the best relationship I'm ever going to have. This is what completes me. This is who completes me. And that is so not true. If you are on a true twin flame journey, you damn near can't stand that motherfucker. I'm sorry. You damn near can't stand their ass. Okay, you can only tolerate them for so long. And it's not until, why do you think most of these gurus and shamans and shit are single and alone? Why do you think Buddha didn't have no wife? Come on now. Because it ain't about being with somebody. It's about being with yourself. And that's some cold shit. I know. It's hard. I know. Even me, I be like, no. But I find that I do my best work solo. You know what I mean? when I don't have somebody right there in my ear constantly fucking trying to tell me how to be and what to be and what to say and what not to say and what I can do and what I can't do and what I... Nah, come on, homie. So look at it like this. If you're having trouble detaching from your quote-unquote twin flame, I'm going to call it... Wait till I write this book, y'all. When I write this book, it's going to be a game changer. It's going to be a straight game changer. Watch. Because this whole twin flame journey and the twin flame experience, it should be called something else. It really should. It should be called something completely different. Because... really, it's brought me back to myself, to self, right? And people will say, oh, you're selfish, you're egotistical, you're only thinking about you. Well, actually, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to think about me and how I am experiencing a thing, how I understand a thing, how I am, you know. I really am grateful because there are certain lessons that we have to learn. There are certain karmic lessons that have to be played out. You know what I'm saying? And I just subscribe to just being authentic. And in this twin flame journey, the more and more I'm on it with my counterpart, and that's how I look at it. It's like that person is just a counterpart. That person is just somebody that can pull all these next level emotions out of you that you need to, you know, hone in on. That's how I look at it. I look at it like, okay, well my twin flame is someone who is there to trigger me. They're there to trigger me into going down a different path. That's all. That's how I look at it. That's how I see it. That's how it is. Because I just don't... I don't understand it any other way. Because the longer I'm in this and the more that's happening to me, I'm just like, no, I have experiences. I have data. I have data that says, okay, it's supposed to be like this, that, and the third. I have data that says, okay, when, you know, someone loves you or you're experiencing love with someone, that is supposed to be like this and that. I have data that says this is what it feels like to feel good with somebody. I have data that says this is what it feels like when somebody actually loves you and they want to spend a life with you. I have data. So when your counterpart, when your twin flame counterpart triggers you in not giving you what you know according to the data that you have accumulated, they're not giving you the reciprocity that you're supposed to have. They're not giving you love and devotion like you know you're supposed to be receiving. They're not giving you any of that. And so you look up and you say, wait a minute, now I have data, right? So then what happens is you are triggered and you're confused and you start trying to put 2 and 10 together and you start trying to process the information like, okay, maybe I missed something, you know, maybe love is supposed to be painful. Maybe to really get the desires of your heart and to be with the person that you really want to be with, maybe I do have to go through purity hell. You know, all these things start to weigh in because you're looking at the data and the data doesn't match up. You're like, but according to what I know to be true, according to what I've experienced in, you know, real life and in a good relationship, this doesn't make sense. Why do I have to feel so much pain? Why do I have to feel so much pain? Right? And that is what we have been called here to remind the people. We've been called, we came on this mortal walk because we saw the humans basically living through in pain. I mean, the devil energy, the negative vibrations, the low vibrations of the world have literally consumed us, overtaken us, confused us to where we think now that this is how it's supposed to be. Oh, if you ain't going through something, then it ain't worth it. Wait, what? What? No. And it's so funny because I remember back in the early 90s, me and my friend at the time, Michelle, shout out to Michelle Arteaga, Michelle, me and my girl, we was seeing these cousins. We were dating these cousins. And because, you know, back in the day, it was always like, OK, I like you, but you got somebody from my friend or from my sister or from my cousin, because we come as a group. That's how it used to be. That's why niggas used to have to run in packs, because females ran in packs, yo. We ran in packs. Like, no. Who? Okay. And then we would always, like, this is a little sidebar. We would always, wherever we would go, if it was a club or a party or the Crenshaw Strip, or we was doing the cars back then, you know, the car clubs and shit. We would always, it have to match up. We'd be like, okay, it's 5 of us. We need to find a group of dudes. That's 5 of them. Okay. And they all need to be cute. Some. And usually it depends on who's who or whatever. Because we was all cute, you know. We was all cute, but we ranged in color. So that would be the difference. Like, we all was skinny, had swag, was pretty girls, but we ranged in shade. So that would be what, you know, the difference, or and height, right? So, and I usually, me and Michelle, we definitely usually get the cute boy, for real, right? So we was like, and then my other cool friends, we were, oh, it was just so fun. I remember those times. But it would have to match. Like, we'd have to find a group of guys and have the same amount of guys that we had girls. They'd have to be cute. They'd have to have certain things going on. And then it'd be like, okay, you know. And then I remember one thing that I had learned. I was like, okay, do not, when it's time to pick, okay, don't be lollygagging on that shit. You better couple up real quick. You better find who you want to be with and go stand with that nigga, because he was going to be snatched up with somebody else. And we didn't care back then. We didn't care. We used to be like, okay, you with him? Okay, well, that's mine right there. I'm going to take her. Oh, okay, I'm going to take him. Oh, so funny. But I remember when we did that one time and we met these, me and my friend Michelle, we got the cutest guys in the group, because we got this set of cousins. She got the one cousin, I got the other cousin. And then the other boys or whatever was just the homies or whatever, and they was with our homies or whatever. So, but it turned out that we started seeing these guys, like, long-term, kind of, right? So we were just kind of seeing each other, whatever. And I remember the first time I heard bitch, the first time I heard it was from them fools. I was like, man, I was like, nigga, wait, what did you say? It's like, nothing. Like, these been tripping. Like, wait, what, nigga? Did you lightweight call me something? Anyway, I digress. So yeah, we have experiences. Okay, we have experiences. We have data on how it's supposed to be when you with somebody. We got data. We got, you know, information. We got all of that, you know. And when the twin flame scenario happened, we looking at it like, you know what? This ain't how it's supposed to be. And why the hell would I stick with somebody or be with somebody who is treating me like they don't want to be with me? But then they turn around and, like, because I don't know about other people, but there's no way I would continue to talk to somebody or have a connection with somebody that was that I had nothing with. Like, they weren't calling me. They weren't, you know, trying to keep it together. They was just, you know, gone. Shit, nah. The only reason that the counterpart that I was dealing with had any action at me was because he held on. And when I would snatch away, he would do whatever he had to do to make sure that he was still connected to me. And I'm not even fronting. Like I always tell you guys, you know, that individual to me, I think he's dynamic, you know, in his best self, I think he's amazing, you know, but I don't have time to waste my fucking life on somebody who's trying to figure it out. You know, fuck that shit. We in our 40s. We're over 40. I got shit to do. I'm at the stage now in my life where the projects that I've been working on for so many years, the ideas that I've had for so many years, I'm actually about to make them real. Like, I started my YouTube channel. I started this podcast. These are things that I've been wanting to do, you know, in my life for a while in my life. You know what I'm saying? But I just didn't have it was always just pushed aside because I think that it wasn't time. I just think it wasn't time because I think if I had started my career back in the day, I would be in a box because, you know, there's certain things that, you know, you come accustomed to and you just got to do. Like, I would have been like a big boy, you know what I'm saying? Like, on that level, or a Sana G, you know what I'm saying? And just kind of stuck in that, you know, and, I mean, there's so many things that I could have gotten stuck in. And I always knew that I wanted to be a motivational speaking philanthropist. I always knew I wanted to be the black female Tony Robbins. Always knew that. Always had that charisma, that fortitude, that drive to do that and to make that happen. And now it's upon me. It's upon me. And I'm so grateful because I have the platform that I'm using. What I am actually talking about is true to my nature. Back in the 90s, I wrote a self-help workbook, you know, I had taken all these. I mean, I was always in some motivational something, some self-help something, some get your life right, get your mind right, something. Okay. And I was always in an environment that nurtured being your best self, that nurtured self-development and self-awareness. I patterned my company, JNC Talent Productions Agency, LLC. I patterned it after, as a talent agency, we do productions and stuff like that. Early on, when I first started it, I used to teach modeling and acting and stuff like that. And, you know, it was because I was able to do it. And I, you know, some people saw me as over the top, eccentric. Some people worship me, love me, like, no, she's the true and she's authentic. Some people can't stand my fucking guts. I mean, hey. It is what it is. But, you know, I really, really, truly believe that if you are on a twin flame journey, honey, you are so lucky. You are so lucky because it has nothing to do with another person. The person that it was several people that catapulted you onto this journey. It was several people that got you on this path. It's just this particular person mirrors you in so many ways that they feel like you feel this connection with them that's just unshakable. You feel as though you've shared many lives with them. You fear losing them, and they fear losing you. The truth is, that's a natural desire being wrapped in this flesh. That's something that I've understood, that I've come to understand. We desire connectedness wrapped in this flesh because that's part of it. And for those people who say, oh, well, I'm going to recluse, I'm going to be a shaman, I'm going to be a hermit, I'm motherfucker, get the fuck out of here. Go on and bury yourself and die now, because that's not what the human experience is about. The human experience is about connections. It's about the whole vibrations between people. It's about sharing time, sharing space. Okay? Because in our other selves, it's limitless, it's timeless, it's spaceless. It's just a consciousness. It's just a consciousness. But being wrapped in flesh, is where you have your human experiences.
We'll be right back, and don't go anywhere.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show. With that, you go, girl. Juanita Nelson Jones. We're live in 5, 4, 3, 2. Hey, everybody. It's Juanita.
So, where do we go from here? Because until recently, this information has been hidden from us. So there's still a lot of people who have their own theories, have their own philosophies, and we have no basis on knowing if that shit is real or true or valid or whatever. You know what I'm saying? We just go on, you know, who has the most knowledge of the shit that we don't have. But I mean, you know, hey. And then people are fickle as well, because, you know, they want to go with who's popular, right? Who has the most following, or who has the most likes or shares or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And while that has its place, that should not be the reason that you stay away from knowledge. That should not be the reason why you don't support someone who actually is saying something that is authentic. You know what I mean? I want to shout out the woke therapist, Princess India. I friggin' love her face. That's her thing. That's what she says. I love your face. I love your face, Princess India. She is absolutely amazing. Amazeballs, because I found her and I was drawn to her because we think the same. And I knew we thought the same when I heard her talk about the whole twin flame journey. And I got to get her book. I'm definitely going to get your book. Don't worry. I'm going to get your book. I'm going to get everybody's shit that I'll, you know, believe in. And people that are like-minded, like I said, it's like I see the world now opened up and it is a true oyster. I see things so differently now that it's just, it's funny to me, because the data that I had before my consciousness is the data that is mixing in with the data that I have acquired during this mortal walk. And that's mine, the mortal walk, okay? So don't be trying to steal that. I will sue you. If I see anybody with a book or anything that's called the mortal walk, I'm suing your ass. Just know it. Just know it. And I have audio proof that that's my shit. I got a poor man's copyright that that's my shit. Just like the reason that one of my, who was a Leo, that I don't fuck with anymore, this chick, is because, you know, through the years, I've always been this person. I've always been articulate about what I desire about other world shit. I've always been sci-fi-y. I've always been all these things. So enlightened and intuitive and empathic, all the shit. Just didn't know what it was. Just didn't know what it was. So, you know, I've always talked about certain theories and certain stuff, especially with love and relationships and how we're affected by it and how we can get what we want. All this shit since the 80s, yo, since the 80s. And I recall this acquaintance, this friend. No, she was a friend, actually. She was a best friend at the time. I would talk about bottom feeders, right? And I would liken nomadian personalities to bottom feeders, like these guys that are straight up and girls that are nomads, you know, they wherever they lay they head that night, that's their home, you know what I'm saying? And not only physically nomads, but mental and conscious nomads. And I would call them bottom feeders, okay? Because there are certain personality types that feed off of certain energies, all right? They just feed off of you, and they don't mean you any good. They don't want any positivity for you. They don't want any growth for you. They don't want anything. They don't want you to succeed in any way, but they are there to suck you, bust your ass to death, okay? Suck out your dreams, suck out your life, suck out your energy, suck out your happy, suck out your glow. Just suck it up. Suck it out. So, I coined this phrase, bottom feed nomads, right? And I have a book, you know, it's called Bottom Feeder. And that's basically what it talks about. And I have talked about this through the years with this particular person, right? And she knew all about my theories and all this shit, you know, whatever. She knew that I wanted to make films and I wanted to be in radio and I wanted to write and stuff like that. And it was funny because when I would ask her what she wanted to do, she didn't have any, she didn't know what she wanted to do until she figured out what I wanted to do. And then all of a sudden she's doing radio, she's doing TV, she's doing, you know, film, going to school to learn film and doing a project, and then her project was called Bottom Feeder or some shit like that, or had Bottom Feeder. And I was like, girl, wait, are you kidding me? And then when I saw it, she straight says to me, now this is someone I've known since we were in eighth grade, and we stopped talking to each other like mid-30s. She straight says to me, oh no, I didn't get this idea from you. your bottom feeder thing, I was talking to this lady on a park bench, and she inspired me to write this. I could have slapped the motherfucking taste out of her mouth right there. As a Scorpio, my motherfucking stinger came up, and then my claws opened up, and I spiritually castrated that bitch. Sure did. And I was like, you motherfucking lying ass motherfucking loser. I can't believe you. And I found out so many things about her and that connection with me that it was just it was mind boggling. This is somebody who was right with me the entire time, claiming that they were my best friend, but all the while secretly hating on me the whole time. The whole time. Okay? The whole fucking time. I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. And she's, if you listening, you know who the fuck I'm talking about. I know you like, yep, I know you talking about. You know who the fuck I'm talking about. Okay? And if she ever finds this podcast, which I'm sure she will, because, oh yeah, I might have 2 subscribers now, baby, but that's going to turn into 20 million. Watch. Watch. Watch what I tell you. Just watch. Then y'all be able to go back to this podcast and be like, dog. Dog. She said that. Mm-hmm. Because I know tarot and spiritualism and light working and all that shit. I know it's not for everybody. I know everybody can't get with it, especially a lot of Christians. They feel it's blasphemy and all that shit, but it isn't. It really isn't. Expand your mind. Expand your consciousness, okay? Where the fuck do you see anything negative about it? If you look at all, I think it's 76 cards. If you look at the cards, it just tells the story of, it's almost the hero's journey. That book, The Hero's Journey, was kind of based on the fucking tarot cards, okay? I don't understand it. People just get so scared and freaked out. Like, oh no, you're not supposed to be able to tell the future. Why not, bitch? Why not? If you can look at a certain set of circumstances and you can see patterns of behavior, you can fucking predict what the hell's gonna happen. Trust. You don't need no cards to tell you that. You don't need no religion to tell you that. All you need is what? Mm-hmm. Self. Your intuition. Your intuition. That's all I'm saying, people. So, sorry, I cannot talk when I take a toke. It will have my ass choking. Okay. Anyway. This is fun for me too, because when I do start doing my public speaking and shit like that, of course I'm not gonna be on stage. Well, shit, maybe I will. Y'all know I'm crazy. I might be on stage with my blunt and shit. No. But you know, so this is fun because I can be in my private space and just getting my thoughts out. So this is to encourage you. This is to push you beyond. I saw a cartoon. I saw a little cartoon, a sketch clip, a little comic strip on the shout out to the new All-Star Twin Flame guy. I saw a cartoon sketch on there, And back in the day in corporate, we had what was called Herman posters. And those of you execs and management and office, the office, y'all know about these. Okay, and so they basically would have these funny little jokes and anecdotes about office life, right, with Herman and his wife or whatever, buying supplies or just things that to get you to think, you know. And they're posted up around the office, right? Just really, really funny. And so I saw a comic strip on the new All-Star Twin Flame group. It had two windows, two lines. And one said the Twin Flame Journey Obsession. And the other said the Twin Flame Journey Spirit, the true Twin Flame Spiritual Journey or something like that. Like, so on one side, it was about the spiritual. The actual reason that you go on the twin flame journey, which is to grow and ascend and help the masses and become one with self and master ego with body, mind, and spirit. Be an open vessel so that ancestors and angels and spirits and guides can channel through you to help the masses. That motherfucking line was empty over there. I wish there was at least one or two people over there, because there is a couple of us who are on that spiritual path. But the other line, the obsession with, is this going to be my true love? Is this man or woman going to be with me forever? I want to hold them and feel all this, this emotion, and I'm supposed to be in love. Where's my love? And why am I alone? And why am I feeling these feelings and having a process? I don't want that. I want to hug somebody. That fucking line over there was totally packed. So I do want somebody to redo that cartoon. I might have my daughter do it because she's an artist. Do a new sketch. Give a couple of people over there on the spiritual path looking over at the people at the obsession, like in fear and horror. Like, what the hell are y'all doing? Like, look at all those karmics over there. Oh my God, I'm gonna do a new rendition of that cartoon. Because in our mind, we will be looking over there at that line like, holy crap, look at all those karmics. Yep, because that's all y'all are. If you are not awakened, you're a karmic. If you're not divine, you're a karmic. Now look, a couple of people have gotten it twisted. They think that karmics can become divine. Nope, sorry, can't be done. They also think that divines were possibly karmics and they became divine. Nope, can't be done. Doesn't work like that. A divine feminine or divine masculine has always and always will be divine. I explained this before in another pod. It's likened unto the royals. You are born royal, or you marry into the royal family and thus obtaining, what do they call it? Obtaining your, you know, royal decree that way. Okay. Because you're in the family now and you know, you've produced an heir. You're the bloodline heir. You, the only way, even it, like, okay, for the princes and the prince, the two, the duchess and the princess, those two that just became the new faces of the royal family that married the sons. Okay. The females, they are associated to the royals by family, right? By marriage. But they have solidified their positions because they produced an heir to the throne. So their bloodline now is secure because they are the mother of the would-be king, this, you know, shit like that. So, but you just not gone. Joe Schmo, and as popular and beloved as Beyonce is, Beyonce cannot come up into, you know, the palace, talk about, I'm about to be the next queen. Queen Elizabeth, give me your crown. I'm Queen B. So, no, it don't work like that just because she want it. Nah, it don't work like that. No. So, I say it like this because I know religion teaches you that we're all the same. We're all on the same level. We're all in the same ranking. We're not. Think about it in the military. There's ranking, baby. They all serve the same source, but there's different positions. And you're not going to tell no fucking general or major, all right? All right? You ain't going to tell no general or no major, okay? You're not going to treat them like you would treat that fucking grunt that's coming in there, that private that's coming in there. There's levels to this shit. And I'm sick and tired of a lot of people just thinking that, oh, we're all the same. We're all bunched up in this thing. No, motherfucker, no, we're not. That's why if you and your quote-unquote twin flame, that person, the one that triggers your ass, that one, if you guys end up together, you're a power fucking couple. I'm telling you. If you're not a power couple with this particular individual, dude, that's not a twin flame union. You might have a soulmate, you might have a divine counterpart, but that ain't the twin flame union, homie. Twin flame union is very rare. It's very, very, very fucking rare. And there's a lot of people out here thinking, oh yeah, we're twin, I'm in union with my twin. No, the fuck you not. No, you not. Okay, if you think you are, where's your platform? Where's your work? And motherfuckers want to always say, oh no, it's not about just because you have a twin flame and this and that. It doesn't mean that you're going to be thrust into mission or missionary or work or. Can you please have several seats? Several. Have several seats, sweetie. Sit down. Class is in session. Okay? No. No. Those motherfuckers are still caught up in this 3D mortal walk bullshit. They still caught up in what you're supposed to be learning while you're wrapped in this flesh. They don't have enough data to process, to go to the next level, to be able to really spiritually help somebody, to help somebody to grow. They don't have it. If they talking that bullshit, oh, me and my twin flame is supposed to be together and it's inevitable and you can get your twin flame. What? Hey. This ain't Walmart. Okay? Buy one, get one free. This, what the fuck you talking about? Jeez. That feeds people's obsession with being with some physical person. That feeds it. Okay, do this and do that, and it's all trickery. And then you guise it with, well, it's not trickery because it's really just pushing them towards what the true trip. But it's just, it's like it's almost like psychobabble, mind fuckery. Okay, that's what it's likened to me. Because think about it. How oxymoronic is it? Think about it. In one vein, you say, the twin flame journey is not about being with someone. It's about the spiritual walk. Okay. Then the next vein, you say, but you could have your twin flame counterpart. You could be with that person. This is how you get them. What? And I'm not picking on any person in particular, but if you feel stung, grow from this. because pick a side. Pick a side. And there's a lot of readers who I actually find completely entertaining, and I love listening to them, and I think they're fucking dynamic and talented and gifted and all that. But they still haven't ascended. Because I can hear in certain things, and because we're all fucking growing. I remember, oh my goodness, my guys had me do a podcast where I was so emotional. I was so tore up and conflicted and triggered. And I had to get on there and I had to record it and I had to be vulnerable and I had to show and tell that this is what it is. This motherfucking shit breaks you down, yo. It breaks you down. It breaks the you that you know down. It breaks you down. And then you wonder, like, dang, how is this for me? When I just feel so disconnected and I feel so hurt and I feel so... How is this for me? Because that's what it's supposed to do. It's processing the data that you've accumulated over XYZ years. And it's pitting it against the data that you've accumulated over XYZ lifetimes. And it's having a reverb effect because you're still alive in this human body. So that's why it's closer to, that's why, look at here, hear me out. Some people may disagree, but look at here. That's why you start to become more awakened the older you get, the closer to your expiration, your body's, your physical body's expiration. Because see, check it out, you don't expire. Remember that. You do not expire. You ain't going nowhere. Shout out to Macy, my homeboy Macy. You just came up in my spirit, Macy. Shout out to you. AKA Bruce Wayne. Shout out to you, Macy. But good spirit, good energies. When, you know, that's just how it is when you're connected. You ever notice how sometimes you will feel somebody or you think about somebody and then they call you? Or they'll say, oh my God, I was just thinking about you. And they say, oh, you're going to live a long time. It's not that you're going to live a long time. It's that you've lived several lifetimes already. Already. You know what I miss on the weekends, you guys? I grew up in the 80s, okay? And I was born 71, so I grew up in the 80s, 70s and the 80s, right? So I was a child, and all those imprints were imprinted upon me as a child in the 70s, because I'm 71, so I went through 71 through 80, okay? 80, now I'm more conscious of what's really happening to me, and my experiences are going to stick, right? I'm going through school, high school, school. And 90s, I'm a young adult. I'm young. I'm I'm actually 18 because I graduated high school at 17. Actually, I graduated high school at 16. We graduated in June. I was 16. My birthday was in November when I turned 17. So I had like 16, 17, 18, you know, years still at home, not in high school, you know, type shit. Still feeling and looking like a little ass kid. Right? And that's the 90s. And then the 90s, and then so mid-90s, so now I'm grown, you know, so 97, I guess, whatever, 90, around there, 96, 97, I'm getting married for the first time. Then boom, 2000s hit. I actually have my first child. And now we're embarking on mid
2000s, because now we're about to hit 2020. Woo-wee! 2020, we thought back in the day, like, what? 2020? Is the world even still going to be here? Shit, we going to have hover cars flying around. Now, this is in the 80s, right? We're like, we in 2020? Aw, man, it's going to be sci-fi around this bitch. I remember we used to call 2000 Y2K, the year 2000 Y2K. We used to date everything, so it would be, if it was January 1st, it would be 1-1, the letter Y, the number 2, and the letter K.
Y2K.
We did that shit for the whole 2000. It was Y2K and this bitch. And on January 31st, 1999, or is it 30th, whatever the number, we were sitting there like, oh my God, all the computers are about to fucking blow up. Everything's about to end. The clock is about to fucking stop. We don't know what we're going to do. All our computers aren't going to work. The grid, we're going off the grid. It was so friggin' cray-cray, yo. It was cray-cray. Everybody was freaking out. We thought it was the end of the world when 1999... We was like, I mean, Prince even made a song about it. He was like, I'm about to party like it's 1999, like the end of the world. Like, bitch, wait, what? It's about to be the end of the world. We know, like, we know, like, we got a date for that shit. I mean, seriously, think about it. Think about it. Think about it. We were freaking out, yo. Okay? And it's so funny. I wish I could. I'm sure they're going to tell me. I'm going to dig. I'm going to find out what happened to the fucking Mayans. I'm going to find out, because, I mean, I already know what happened. They just wiped out civilization. The fucking white man came in and was like, that European came in and was like, wait, what? Oh no, they're gods. They're gods. Kill them! Kill them! Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We're gonna steal all their knowledge. We're gonna, because they're too nice. Why are they so nice? It's like, if I had all this stuff, I'd be trying to keep it because somebody gonna try to take it. Yeah, that's your mentality, fool. That's not how true gods and goddesses operate. We give because we are abundant. There is no limit. No limit. Okay, so you have got to detach from the person that is doing you wrong. I'm gonna tell you like that. I don't give a fuck about you thinking that, oh no, they're my twin flame, but they're supposed to be. Listen. Yes, you have a person out there that is gonna love you exactly how you manifest, okay? Whatever you manifest in the universe is going to come back to you. It's like a boomerang effect, okay? So if you've desired love, devotion, commitment, stability, if you desire someone who treats you a certain way and you want to relate to someone a certain way, it's going to come to you. It is only when you start to put into the ether, into the universe, I don't want no cheatness. Then, you know, he gonna be cheating on me, and he gonna be lying, and he ain't gonna show up, and he gonna do this and that. Mm-hmm. She ain't gonna be loyal. She gonna be an ass. She gonna take advantage of me. She gonna. It is only when that occurs that you realize that, oh wow, you know. Wow, I'm not, there's no synergy here, okay? I'm not centered. No one can possess anyone. No one can. You can give yourself freely to someone, but they can't possess you. You can't possess them, all right?
I don't care about the see, getting married and having legal documents is only to protect you in this mortal walk. It's to protect your assets, it's to protect your children, it's to protect your life. That's all it is, okay? It's not to say that, oh, you belong to me and I belong to you, and you can't leave me and I can't leave you, and you can't never do... No, it's just a document to protect you. And your assets. And your bloodline. That's all. It's to ensure that the courts can't come in and snatch your house from your wife that you've been with, that you've built a family with, that you guys accumulated wealth with. Now you die. She doesn't have any legal claim to anything, right? As it relates to you. And now she's left out in the cold. No, self-respecting individual would agree to that. Even, you see how serious it is, even in California, you can't live with someone. Like, if you live with someone for, like, 4 years, let's say, no, 2 years. You live with someone for 2 years, they can claim community property. You don't have to have no marriage. They can still try to come for your assets and all that shit, claiming that they live with you and this is now blah, blah, blah. So they take it very seriously. So if you want to protect yourself from them, you have to play the game according to how it's designed and set up, you know, on the land. It's real simple. So... when you decide who you want to be with, okay? After all the manifesting that you've done, soul searching, going inward, doing what you gotta do. Decide that it's okay to stand your ground. It's okay to be selective about the mate you want to be with. Don't trip on the twin flame. If you're on the twin flame journey, baby, you in it for life now. Oh, you in it for life. If you've accepted it, you're in it for life. And when I said that, my timer was at 33:33. Check it. You in it for life. You don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry at all. Okay? All you have to do is realize what level you on. For my gamers out there, I know y'all love that shit. Realize what level you on and play accordingly. Okay? Don't expect everybody to be on your level, and don't try to be fucking with motherfuckers who you ain't on their level and you trying to bring them down to your level, because it ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. Like I told you, when shout out to the ghetto nun, Cock Frost, and the lady, I forget her name, Miss Anita, who came up with the 1:17:11:11 prayer time. Because basically what it did was it just had everybody in a certain level of consciousness. And for me, I realized then and there. It was almost like pretending to rub the genie's lamp. Like, okay, you get these three wishes. What you gonna wish for? Put it on the table. This your chance, right? And I've already been presented with that opportunity, you know, from my source. You know, right when I had my daughter, I remember. And I'll talk about that another time, because that's a real wonderful moment that I had. But my source came to me because I called for it. And asked me that question, what do you want? And I remember the whole story of Solomon, right? In the Bible, how he was asked that. God asked him, well, what do you want? You know, and he thought about everything. And it was funny because in that moment, like, it's funny when I was listening, growing up, listening to that story, I would always say, shit, whatever, I would get me this and I would get me that. That's because, you know, I was thinking from
a poverty mentality, okay? And but when it happened to me, right? When it happened to me, I'm holding my baby in my hand, my new baby, and it's just me and her. And I thought about everything I had gone through and everything I had overcame and all the shit, right? And how I still, it's not about what you've overcome. It's about how you overcame it. You hear me? And it's about where you are now in that. You still got motherfucking smile in your heart? Fuck on your face, bitch. Do you got a smile in your heart? Like, are you happy for real? Like, can I look you in your eyes and see a twinkle of surprise? Can I? Or do I see doom, gloom, and despair? And nobody living up in there? Talk to me. Because that's what's important. Okay? It's about the resolve. It's about how the shit affected you and how you affected the whole. So when I was approached with the question, well, what do you want? Ask for what you want. That's, I mean, I used to always say, ask for what you want because you just might get it. You heard me? Ask for what you want because you just might get it. Because if you shortchange yourself, I remember I used to ask for shit and they would so easily be like, okay. I'd be like, wait, what? I don't have to negotiate. I don't have to try to convince you to give it to me. I ain't got to do no song and dance shit. I should have asked for XYZ. And in that moment, and then that individual looked at me and was like, yeah, you should have. You know what I'm saying? And in that moment, I learned a valuable lesson. A valuable lesson. I mean, I still asked for it. I was like, nah, give me blah, blah. That's what I really want. I was trying to be modest. You know what I'm saying? I still got it. But, you know, I had to work for it a little bit. But it just taught me, like, yeah, okay. I'm going to go high. Fuck that going low and then high. No, I'm going to go high. Go high and then go low. Go high. Go high first, okay? Ask for everything you want. The most outrageous shit, okay? So when it was presented to me, what do you want? What is it that I could do for you? You know? And of course, I needed money. Mm-hmm. Sure did. Of course, I wanted to be healthy. Of course, I wanted true love. Of course, I wanted my child to thrive and be safe and be healthy. Of course, I wanted to travel. Of course, I wanted all these things, right? And as they were racing through my mind, because my source wasn't rushing me. My source wasn't rushing me. Like, hurry up, make a decision. Hurry up, choose now. Hurry up before it's too late. Hurry up, you better. No, my source was not rushing me. So as I pondered the question, I realized what I really wanted. Because, you know, of course we want to be happy. Of course, you know, we want all these things. I realized what I really wanted. And what I really wanted, what I really wanted was going to give me everything I needed. So I said, well, if I have knowledge, right? Like, if I know how to do something, like if I know how to make, money, I'll never be broke. I can always make money. If I know how to keep myself healthy, not to say I won't ever get sick,
But if or when I do, when or if I do get sick, I know how to heal myself, or I know how to keep myself at a certain health level to where I don't get sick. If I know how. If I know how to be a good wife, be a good mate, be a good friend, be a good confidant, then I should be able to attract a good mate. So I said to myself, self, I think wholeheartedly what I would desire more than anything, more than everything, is wisdom. Period. Wisdom. And just like that, my source says, so be it, and was gone. It almost felt like because, okay, I was, you know, I don't have time to go into it right now, but it almost felt as if I was being tempted to, you know, it's like the magic lamp, like, ask what you want here. If you had a chance to get anything you want, what would you ask for? Right? When it was over, when the experience was over, I just cried and cried and cried. And with every sob, with every inhale, exhale, I felt lighter and lighter and lighter. I felt as if wings were coming out of my back. You know what I'm saying? I just felt amazing. I felt amazing. I felt so powerful. I felt like there was nothing in the world that would be hidden from me, that would be unobtainable, not in this life, not in any life. And I would be able to connect with my source, and I would be able to be what I want to be on this mortal walk, in this ethereal plane, during my 3D existence, and my true self will shine through, and I will be able to affect the masses as I desire to, on a level that changes their gloom and doom and reminds them that it's not supposed to be hard. It's not supposed to be negative. It's not supposed to be sad. It's not. Remember who you are. Come back to yourself. And get busy doing this work. Because there's so many lost souls out there who need the people who are enlightened, the people who have been given the insight to know that, holy crap. Okay. And you have to wait till you get a certain age before you can, you know, fully charged and fully accept this shit. You know what I mean? Because you gotta have some data. You gotta have some data. And with that said, I just want to let you all know that you are my besties. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you to life. I surely do. And it is such a pleasure to just be able to share my truth. Shit that I've always felt that is funny, because I would tell people, I'd be like, I can never say this type of stuff to people who really know me, because they'd be like, oh my goodness, Juanita's the Antichrist now. Oh my gosh, she's gone off on the deep end. She's in lost her soul. Oh no, she's lost. No, my darling. No, my darling. Wake up. Listen to what I'm saying and catch up, okay? Okay? I'll be waiting for you. I'll be waiting for you. All right, my darlings. I love you so much, and take care of yourselves out there. Be better than you ever thought you could. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold. Don't be mean, Libras. Just kidding, just kidding. Be bold. I love my Libras. I'm a total Libra myself, so I know that streak in me comes out. I'd be like, what? Because I used to wonder, like, wow, I'm Scorpio, but I really have all these other, like, really strong fixed placements, like fire and, you know, justice, balance, and reciprocity. And that Scorpio is really emotional, but that Scorpio, you know, I think Scorpio, you know, I'm going to have to do a little reading on that. But I think Scorpio, you have to know all of your placements when you're a Scorpio. That's how you can harness all your power. To all my Scorpios listening out there, and to everybody, really, know all your placements. And the way you do that is you need the time of day you were born, the time, the year, the actual time, the your birthday, the time, the year, and the city and state that you were born in. That's it. And you get your whole shit. Huh? Get all your karmic numbers. You guys, get over there to my YouTube channel. Subscribe. Favorite my show over here. Like. Send me a message. Let's get a conversation started. Don't be scared. Unless you need to be. Love you to life. And as always, I'll see you in the funny papers, aka the internet. Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light. And see you in the funny papers. Bye!